Book fans can be pretty picky about how Hollywood treats their favorite reads, and Hollywood can sometimes disappoint. Mark Helprin's Winter's Tale has been a favorite of readers since it was published in 1983. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has a review of how well it works as a movie.
Winter's Tale is so clearly a labor of love for writer-director Akiva Goldsman, you'd like to be able to say it's a complete success. It isn't. But the fervor between stars Colin Farrell and Downton Abbey's Jessica Brown Finley provides lush emotional magic. Goldsman, an Oscar-winning screenwriter for A Beautiful Mind, has drastically pared down Mark Helprin's massive novel. The film is set in New York, but in a parallel universe where magic is possible. Protagonist Peter Lake, played by Farrell, is a master thief circa 1916, on the run from a former boss. When he attempts to rob a mansion, he meets Beverly, played by Finley. She's wealthy, drop-dead gorgeous, and suffering from a life-threatening disease.
You have a gun?
Right.
What are you doing here?
I was just robbing the place, you know.
Is that still your intention?
Nope. No, it isn't.
Well, then. I suppose the polite thing to do would be to offer you a cup of tea.
The strength of Winter's Tale is the real chemistry Finley and Farrell create in their shamelessly romantic scenes together.
What's the best thing you've ever stolen?
I'm beginning to think I haven't stolen it yet.
Aren't you the charmer?
Once Winter's Tale's convoluted plot leaves this couple, much of the magic leaves with it. Many of the other actors, including Russell Crowe and Jennifer Connelly, don't have a firm grasp on their parts or where they fit into this tale. Because it is fearlessly sincere and not totally successful, Winter's Tale is easy to mock. But its willingness to go all out in its quest for the grandest romantic gestures is admirable. Magic like that is hard to come by, both on screen and off.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for Morning Edition and the LA Times. This is NPR News.